Israeli forces killed at least a dozen Palestinians in clashes in the West Bank and Gaza Strip today, and Palestinian militants fired homemade rockets at a town in southern Israel, wounding at least one civilian. The rockets were fired from Gaza just hours after an Israeli incursion aimed at the militant Hamas faction that has claimed responsibility for many of the bloodiest attacks against Israelis. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials say the targets of the Gaza raid were the metal workshops where militants from the Islamist Hamas movement produce rockets and mortars they then fire at Israel. The incursion was part of a stepped-up Israeli assault on Hamas after a Hamas bomb killed four Israeli soldiers and a tank in Gaza last weekend. Roni Shaked, a commentator for Israel's largest circulation daily, Yediot Ahronot, says Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has made a decision to go after Hamas, which has been gaining strength in Gaza. Israeli troops have reoccupied most of the major towns in the West Bank since last spring. But Shaked says Gaza poses a more difficult challenge.
In Gaza, there is a lot of population with a lot of motivation, with a lot of weapons, and the streets of Gaza are very narrow. And in order to enter to Gaza, I think that the Israeli army need a lot of weapon, a lot of soldiers. And I don't think that now the Israeli army has the time, the ability to go and to reoccupy Gaza.
Shaked says a large-scale Israeli assault on Gaza would lead to many Israeli and Palestinian casualties. And, he says, Sharon has been under pressure from the United States to avoid any major escalation of the conflict here ahead of a possible war in Iraq.
I think that the Israeli army and the Israeli government get a green line from the American people to act against terrorism, but not to make a big operation that's going to influence and to move a little bit the public opinion in the world into the Palestinian-Israeli conflict rather than to Iraq.
The Israeli assault on Hamas comes amid fresh diplomatic efforts aimed at reviving Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Representatives of the so-called quartet, the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, are holding talks in London on a roadmap to peace. Prime Minister Sharon has held some meetings with senior Palestinian officials lately about a ceasefire. But Palestinian Legislative Council member Marwan Khanafani says Israel's incursions make it harder to convince Palestinians that a return to negotiations is possible.
People are angry, and people are injured, and their pride is injured. Their homes are destroyed. Their families, members of their families are being killed. And that'd be extremely difficult for us, for people like me or other representatives of the Palestinian people, to talk to people and ask them to calm down and wait the outcome of what's going to happen in London or in Cairo.
The now suspended talks in Cairo, sponsored by the Egyptian government, were aimed at persuading all Palestinian factions, including Hamas, to accept a one-year unilateral ceasefire. But the prospects of a truce anytime soon seem remote. In the West Bank city of Nablus today, two Palestinians were killed when Israeli troops seized several buildings in the old part of town. In nearby Jenin, a Palestinian militant from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade was killed in an explosion in his car. Palestinians said it was an Israeli assassination. The Israeli army did not comment. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.